PRI, Public Radio International.
'A Gem of a Serenade by Mozart,' his 15th piano concerto, played by Shai Wozner in his Heinz Hall debut, and a showcase for everyone in the Bartok Concerto for Orchestra, all played by the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Rafael Frubeck de Burgos. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Our broadcast is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3. Maybe you've seen Woody Allen's Take the Money and Run, which includes a scene with Woody's Virgil Starkwell, the cello-playing member of a marching band.
We spoke to Mr. Torgman, his first and only cello teacher.
There is not very much to tell because his cello playing was just terrible. He had no idea about tone production. He would just saw it back and forth, just scratch the instrument to such a point that it drive everyone that listened to it absolutely insane. He had no conception of the instrument. He was blowing into it. He loved his cello, and I think he stole to pay for his lessons, but he would not apply himself one iota.
Virgil steals to pay for cello lessons, and although he does not achieve greatness on the instrument, he is soon good enough to play in a local band.
Without the big screen, you are missing Woody Allen trying to keep up with the band as they march down Main Street, Woody awkwardly moving his chair as the band processes along. I mention it because Mozart's serenades for 18th century Austria were often marched, until the Serenata Notturna, which you're about to hear. It was Mozart's first serenade to include cellos. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos finds the Serenade No. 6 a delight.
The Serenata is a jewel. It is written for a quartet, an orchestra, string orchestra, and the timpani, and it is very curious because it is the only serenata who had cellos, because all the serenades were written to march in, and normally they could not do it with the cellos. So this was written for an occasion where it was seated. So Mozart wrote it with contrabass solo and cellos, no contrabass in the orchestra, but a timpani.
The serenade, we think of the lover singing or playing the guitar for his object of his affection in the window above, maybe in Spain, I don't know. The serenade in this case was something that the nobility had in the evening as an entertainment.
Exactly. It's an entertainment, and they were preparing for a feast or whatever the thing was.
Here is Rafael Frubeck de Burgos to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Serenade No. 6 in D for two small orchestras, Herschel 239, the Serenata Notturna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. You heard the Serenade No. 6 in D for two small orchestras by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Herschel 239, known as the Serenata Notturna. Pittsburgh Symphony timpanist Edward Stefan played the timpani solo. The Serenata Notturna was first heard in Salzburg in 1776. It was most likely written for an evening gathering. The two small orchestras may have been at different spots in the room, and the music might have been written for a New Year's celebration or the events of the carnival in the days before Lent. I can say with some certainty, I am Jim Cunningham, and you are listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. More Mozart on the way in just a moment, the Piano Concerto No. 15. Now past his 80th birthday and going strong, Raphael Frubeck de Burgos has conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony on over 22 occasions, including touring with the orchestra, most recently to Spain. Raphael Frubeck de Burgos believes the Concerto No. 15 is very challenging for the pianist and a joy for the woodwinds.
It's a concert who starts with, for the first time, after the exposition of the orchestra, you have an Eingang in the piano before the theme comes, and a sort of cadenza. So he made it really virtuoso. And this is, for me, the most important feature of this concert, is that he amplified the woodwinds. Not only the oboes and the horns, but he got the fagots, and then he got the flute for the last movement. And also in the way, for instance, he treats the piano, it's a very difficult concert for the pianist, much more than the ones before and the ones later. It's one of the very, very, very difficult concerts.
Pianist Shai Wozner makes his Heinz Hall debut in Mozart's 15th Piano Concerto. Shai Wozner was born in Israel. He studied at Juilliard with Emmanuel Ax and now lives in New York. Shai Wozner received an Avery Fisher Career Grant, and he served as the BBC's New Generation Artist, where he conducted Mozart concertos from the keyboard. Shai Wozner's love of Mozart started with a vinyl LP of the Requiem and the movie Amadeus.
It's interesting. I mean, my first memory of this music really is when I was, you know, growing up. I was maybe 6 or 7, and I think the very first piece that I actually got to know was the Requiem, oddly enough, because we had it on an LP at home, and it was just, you know, it's just the way it happened that, you know, of all the pieces, it was the Requiem. And soon after that, I remember that Amadeus came out, and I went to see it, and I remember the scene where they have the finale from the abduction from the Seraglio. And I was so taken with this stuff. And one of the times that I went to see it, I think I must have seen it 3 or 4 times, I forgot that it was a movie. I thought I was at the opera, and I started clapping. And I can still see, you know, a sea of faces sort of looking back at me, like, what is this? You know, this is before opera on HD, obviously. So it wasn't very common to have opera in the theater. But I mean, just that whole world, I was really sucked into it pretty early on. And I obviously, you know, needless to say, I still find it so fascinating. It's just incredible. It's a whole world. I mean, Mozart, you know, there is the early stuff, the middle stuff. All of it, you know, is somehow so perfect. And the gestures and the language and, you know, the orchestration, the way he works with the orchestra. It's endlessly fascinating. It really is.
Shai Wozner about to play the 15th Piano Concerto by Mozart at Heinz Hall. Mozart was at the top of his game in 1784 when he wrote the 15th Concerto. He was happily married to Constanze. He was making money and enjoying his greatest popularity in Vienna. Mozart played 22 concerts between February 26 and April 3rd of that year. He was teaching in the morning and partying at night, but somehow found time to write the 15th Piano Concerto. We'll hear the winds Raphael Frubeck de Burgos mentioned a moment ago right from the start of the B-flat Major Concerto No. 15, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with pianist Shai Wozner.
Thank you.
Pianist Shai Wozner in his Heinz Hall debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. You heard the Piano Concerto No. 15 in B-flat major, Herschel 450 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Arthur Schnabel played the 15th Mozart Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony and music director Fritz Reiner on November 14, 1947 at the Syria Mosque. Mozart's 15th Concerto was played for the first time at the home of the Viennese court printer and publisher Johann Thomas von Trattner. It was March 15, 1784. Shai Wozner stepped onto the stage at Heinz Hall for the first time, playing Mozart. He grew up in Israel, north of Tel Aviv. When he isn't playing Mozart, he enjoys his family life.
My two kids are just amazing, obviously, and I try to devote as much time as I can. And clearly, there are other things, and it's important for me to read and educate myself. But with two kids, you don't go out too much. So, I try to be home and be responsible.
Good for you.
I bet you're a great dad.
Trying.
And what is their thing? How old are they now? What are they into these days?
Well, the older one is almost 5, and the younger one is 7 weeks old.
Mm-hmm. Really new.
Yeah.
That's
brand
great.
New.
Well, I hope you're getting a little bit of sleep now and then.
Sometimes.
Shai Wozner stopped by the WQED-FM Cultural District studio, just across Penn Avenue from the Heinz Hall stage door, where he visited WQED-FM's Ted Sawyer to play Franz Schubert's Hungarian Melody.
Thank you.
pianist Shai Wozner playing a Hungarian melody by Franz Schubert. I love the little delicate decorative figures that sound Eastern European gypsy, perhaps.
Yes, yes. Well, there's an anecdote that says that he heard this tune sung by a lady doing the laundry in a country estate that he was staying at the time. I don't know if that's at all true, if you can even prove that. It doesn't sound like something you would necessarily sing. Sounds more like something you would maybe play. Mm-hmm. So maybe it does have its origins in some gypsy tune, but it is called Hungarian Melody, and it was written when he was spending time as a tutor, his music teacher, for the children of Esterházy in their country estate, in a place which is now in Slovakia. And so that whole, you know, feeling of sort of Hungarian / gypsy is obviously very, very appropriate. Yeah. But it was a very difficult time for him also, and he wasn't terribly happy being there far from Vienna. So it was a very complicated time for him.
Shai Wozner and WQED-FM's Ted Sawyer at the Carolyn M. Byam Studio in downtown Pittsburgh, right next to Heinz Hall, where we'll return in a moment for Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra after a short break. I'm Jim Cunningham. Not too long ago, you could receive a submarine powered by baking powder in a box of cornflakes. If you missed it, I have an alternative. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, which will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, perfect for reading concert programs in low light, and it magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the musicians, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us on the website, pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fawzi Haymore, Heinz Hall recording engineer Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.